We did it. We did it. My husband and I have officially launched our first ever podcast, and I am so fired up and pumped about this. This has been something that we have talked about for quite a while, actually, ever since really we built our fitness business together, Muscle and Mindset, and created our course, Living Fit From Within. We've had so many people throughout the years reach out to us, and women, especially women, have been like, can your husband please help my husband? Can you guys build a marriage program, something? Because I would have so many ladies change their lives from the inside out and get their swag and their confidence back. And you would think that bringing this new version of themselves to the marriage, that the husband would be like, hails to the yes. But instead, it brought up a lot of insecurity in the man. You know, the questions would be like, you know, are you doing this for somebody else? Like, are you getting this, you know, new version of yourself to leave me for somebody else? And I'm like, what? You know, and these ladies were just like, I don't even know how he is even getting that from this. This was supposed to be me taking care of me and finally, like, you know, bringing my best to myself into this marriage. And he's completely seen it, you know, totally different. And the other thing that it brought up was, you know, this new lifestyle of the woman. You know, she would be like, hey, I'm going to work out now. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to really take care of myself. And that meant that she no longer bought the junk food and she no longer drank the beer at night. And so it would cause a lot of these issues in the marriage of like, hey, this is what we used to do together. You know, we used to eat crap food together. Now, like, you're sitting there, you know, just chilling like a villain on the sofa without any junk food in your lap. And so, just through the years, we've just had so many people that have reached out to us and been like, can you have something that my husband can connect and it help him? And so, you know, we've talked about doing something like that. And I would say in the last maybe 6 months or so, I've been sharing with my husband, you know, I would love to do something with it's the whole thing. It's not just husband, wife. It's like the whole family and how, you know, our family operates. And so I actually shared a lot about this in our first podcast, and our podcast is called Marriage on Fire. And I wanted to title that because you could have a marriage on fire where it's literally like, oh, snappers, like this thing is going to burn to the ground if we don't do something. And another part of it can be a marriage on fire where it's like a city on a hill and it's on fire and people are like, what is going on? That thing is like taken off. That marriage is like, you know, a set ablaze and is sizzling hot, and it's lit. Like, it is a lit marriage where the fire is sizzling and it is bomb. But here's the thing. When I was thinking about fire, and this is why I told my husband, I said, I want to call it marriage on fire, because if you do feel like your marriage is on fire in a bad way, you know, I was thinking about if fires, like, you know, forest fires. And when we look at a forest fire after the fact, and there's all these like burnt trees and burnt ground, and it's like black and it's not as beautiful anymore because the leaves aren't on there. And you're looking at it and you're like, I mean, that sucks. Like, this forest used to be gorgeous and beautiful. It had all these trees and leaves and animals, and it was beautiful. And now it's just like this black charcoaled mess. But if you actually research about forest fires, they're actually needed to produce a better forest. You need a burning of things to reproduce a new forest, a new thing. And it actually cycles itself. And so actually a fire is a good thing because it reproduces good things. So I just thought, how beautiful is that picture for your marriage? Is if you're looking at it being like, it used to be beautiful. Like, it used to be this, you know, when we first fell in love, it was beautiful and it was romantic and we were so crazy about each other. And through the years, it's just been kind of burned. You know, I've been burned. He's been burned. We've been hurt. We've had unforgiveness. We've had all these things. And you're looking at it going, I don't think we'll ever be able to recover. Like, it's just kind of burned. It's just a kind of a charcoal mess. But what if you were to be like, but you know what? What if we took what we feel is a helpless situation and we look at it and said, you know what? Like, this can be rekindled. In fact, new things can come from this very charcoaled, burnt place. And the fire that we thought burned us can be reignited and lit like we've never seen. And my husband and I want to share that because we have that journey. We've been married for almost 20 years. And like I shared earlier on in my podcast, if you've been following, is, you know, 7 years in, I was calling it quits. Like, his anger was, I couldn't take it anymore. And we had a shift in our marriage and a shift in my husband, and it literally changed the trajectory of our marriage. And for the last 13 years, it's been amazing. It has been absolutely amazing. But even just recently, if you've listened to my podcast in these last few weeks, even just recently with my husband kind of stepping up and pursuing me and really wanted to take our marriage to an extraordinary level, we birthing this podcast, even him and I kind of hit like a wall of, I didn't know a wall even existed, of a wall I had put up because of the past hurt. And I didn't even know it was there until something happened. And if you've listened, I don't want to go over it because I already shared this in our podcast, but there was something that happened that made me kind of like, you know, put that wall up. And I didn't even realize that wall was even there. And so as we processed through together, it was like, oh, like, I didn't even realize that was there. So what I'm excited about in this marriage podcast is, one, we're very raw and real people, especially me. Like, I just like tell it like it is. And I told my husband, I said, I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about communication. I want to talk about kids. I want to talk about finance. I want to talk about mindset and all the things that a lot of people tend to not talk about. I want to talk about, because I feel like there's this kind of facade out there of like, either one, it's like your marriage has to be total crap to get attention. People just like, you know, put their dirty laundry out there on the internet and on social media, and you're just like, whoa, and that gets the attention. But then there's this other piece that's like, we have to look like we have it all together. And if you go into the actual real part of the marriage, it's like, holy smokes, like, this thing is not what is portrayed on social media. I remember when I was in my business, this was years ago, and I had reached out to a gal and sharing about the opportunity of building a business with me. And I said, you know, I know financially you guys are doing well. And I just kind of shared with her, like, but I said, I would love to do this business with you. And I kind of shared with her about, you know, the opportunity. And she said, well, you know, to be honest with you, you know, we're actually going through like a really rough season right now. And she's like, I just found out that my husband was having an affair with one of my good friends, and we were doing infertility. And she just kind of shared like what she was going through and just like this whole mess. On social media, like, she had like the most perfect life, like this beautiful daughter, and she's beautiful, and her husband, and they're just like this cute couple. And you would have never thought in a gazillion years that there was this mess going on behind the scenes. And I said, isn't that, and I even told her, I said, isn't that interesting about social media? We don't know truly what's going on because we're so used to just putting on this like facade of like everything, you know. We don't want people to feel sorry for us, or we don't want to feel judged. So we just kind of put this facade. And so one of the things that I've really, especially in coaching women, especially because they're telling me truly what is going on and being honest and, you know, real of the reality of their real life situations, I have a window into what's going on. And I'm like, well, if this is a window, what's going on into like these few hundred women that I'm coaching, I can't imagine like a world out there of what's going on. So one of the things that I really wanted to make sure that our podcast did is I said, one, I don't want to just go on there and just like, let's just talk about marriage and like how, you know, what they can do and, you know, real life experiences, and it just be like another thing that you tune into, like a TV, right? It's just like, oh yeah, I'll tune in to hear Matt and Natalie talk about marriage. I don't want that, because that doesn't change you. It's like my podcast, my personal podcast. Like, I don't just leave you with like, here's some nice fluffy things. It's like, here's some real shit and you need to go deal with those things. And here's how you can do it. Like, here's practical ways to go and apply it to your life and dig the things that need to be dug out so that you can start living out your best life. And that is what I wanted in this marriage podcast, is that we don't just give you like some nice fluffy things, but we get real. We get real with some of the things that are going on and give you some tools and principles and tips and ideas and real life experiences that we've gone through that have helped us, and things that are working, things that don't work. You know, I even told my husband, I said, I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about the things and how we've communicated that, because that's a big piece, especially for my husband and I. And if you come from our background, which was a very religious background, you know, it wasn't really talked about. Things weren't really talked. Sex was like not really talked about. If it was talked about, it was talked about in a way of like, don't do it until you get married. And that was a really hard thing growing up, to be honest. And that's kind of how we've made sure that it's not with our boys. We talk about having sex. We literally say we're going to go have sex, like with our kids that are 12 and 10. So I think it's so important that we don't make sex weird. We don't make it like, oh, ooh, we got to hide. It's like, we are very open about it. I mean, we're not having sex in front of our kids, but that's actually my worst fear, is like my kids walking in on me, because every child has that story, right? And they're like traumatized for life. But that's a side note. My husband like walked in on his parents and he's like, yeah, I was like 8 or 9 years old and I was traumatized. I was like, that was like one of the worst things I could have seen at like that age. So, I'm like always making like the doors locked and like, you know, make just like, yeah. Cause that's, oh my gosh. Cause our kids are now 10 and 12 and they will for sure remember that. but anyways, I want to talk about those things, and I'm really excited because I am a very raw, real person. That's why a lot of you listen to my podcast, and I have a lot of messages of people like, thank you for saying what I was thinking, but was so not sure how to say it. But you said it in a way that I was like, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And that's what I'm hoping this podcast does for you as well, is from a woman's perspective, from a man's perspective, and us sharing like what we, I feel like there's going to be times where we're going to say the things that you are having a really hard time saying to your significant other, and we're going to be able to say it, and you're going to be able to push play on our podcast with your spouse and be like, listen to this, and then can we like talk about what they talked about? Because I think they said what I'm feeling but having a hard time saying. And I really feel like our podcast is going to do that, because I've been really prayerful about it, and I know that it's just going to bring a lot of healing to people, because it's going to be things that we're going to say that you're having a hard time saying, but we're saying it, and you can just push play and be like, okay, let's listen to this together. Let's talk about what they just talked about, and let's kind of put those principles of what they just said to like the homework to do. Let's do those things. And in our first podcast that we just launched, Marriage on Fire, we share that at the end of like, here's what you can do to get started. Like, here's whether your marriage is on fire, like sizzling hot and amazing, and you want to go the next level, or you're on the verge of a divorce. You know, or if you're somewhere in between, we share like at the very end, you know, what are things you can get started on right now? Like right now of what you can do, because it's things that my husband and I have done. And you'll continue to do, because you both are growing. You're both changing every day. Every day you're becoming, well, to be honest with you, I always share this on my podcast too. You're either becoming a better version of yourself or a worse version of yourself. And that's your daily choices. That's what you're choosing to do. You're either sitting on the couch and being lazy, or you're getting off your ass and you're getting yourself to the gym and you're working on yourself. But you have a choice every day. No one's making you do that. You're making those choices. You're either every day making a choice to better yourself or not. And that's on you. And I think that's where we have to start, is like, I need to get honest and raw and real with myself and where I am at, and then where I want to go. And that's really what I share on our marriage podcast, is you have to get raw and real with yourself, and then get raw and real with each other of where you're at. And you can't go where you want to go if you're not honest about where you're actually at. And that's just life. You know, that's just anywhere in life. We've been teaching our kids that, you know, you can have goals of where you want to go, which is amazing. Goals are great. I've shared that before on this podcast. You know, goals are great, but if you don't have a system in place to get there, then it's just pointless. So if you don't know exactly where you're at and then how you're going to get there, you're never going to get there. So you've got to get real with where you're at. The next thing I'm really excited about the marriage podcast is my husband and I. We've literally set aside this time every single week. We have it on our calendars where it's like, okay, no matter what, like we have this time set aside for you and I to rift, to go and share. We're not gonna have notes. We're just gonna be you and I sharing to our audience and helping marriages. And we've actually recorded a few sessions. One didn't save, and then the other two were just like really bad. I wasn't in a good place. We've had kids. It was like Christmas break. I was just like, I'm not feeling it. But this last one we did, after we finished it, I was like, that's the one. And what's interesting is that the one that we were like, yep, that's the one that we just launched a couple days ago was after our breakthrough in the walls that I had put up. And what's really cool about that is you're going to get that on the podcast. You're not going to get from him and I like, oh, and we're perfect and we're amazing and this is how you can be amazing too. I mean, we're going to be like, hey, like when we decided to do this podcast, like all hell broke loose, you know? And from that place, we had to take what we were going to teach people, we had to do for ourselves, and we had to apply what we're going to share, we had to apply it to ourselves. And then through that healing and, you know, walls began to come down. And so what's really cool is that from that place, I can share, no, it actually works. It works if you work it, if you work through it. And you can't have a breakthrough if you don't first go through the breaking. It's not called breaking, it's called breakthrough. And in order to get through to that other part of that word, you have to break. And it comes to that place where like, okay, like I know what I want. I know what you want. I know what we want. So in order to go to that next level, what am I needing to do? And then it was like, okay. And then my husband was like, what am I needing to do? So then what can we do? Like together, then what can we do? And that's like the beautiful piece of marriage. And that's where like it really, oh, that's when it gets real good, because you take two imperfect people that are willing to lay down things, that are willing to break things, that are willing to sacrifice things, that are willing to be like, you matter to me. Our relationship matters. And I want this thing that we've built to go next level. And so I'm willing to put in the work and the effort to refine it, to grow it, to prune it so that it can flourish and be that city on a hill, be that fire that sizzles and is lit. And I'm not going to look at the forest and be like, oh, it's just, there's just no hope. But look at it and be like, no, what can we do with this? How can more new things be rebirthed in this marriage from the burning places? That's what's really cool. And that's what my prayer is for this marriage podcast, is that marriages would be restored, that there would be hope that would be brought into people's marriages, that maybe once you thought, you know, kind of like going back to the very beginning of my podcast here of like the looking at the burnt forest, you know, looking at your marriage and being like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And looking at it and being like, you know what? Just maybe. Like, maybe this can be restored. And not just restored like, yay, we made it to another year, but like restored in a new way. And have a marriage that we didn't even think was possible. And we have that. Because we decided that we, not me, we're going to rekindle what we thought was lost and pick up those broken pieces. And little by little, piece by piece, we put back together what we thought was broken, and God made it even more beautiful than we ever could have imagined. And I'm sharing that truly from a place that I've been and my husband and I have been. And I'm so excited for God to use those broken pieces that we once had to help bring hope and peace and restoration into your life. And so definitely check out our podcast. It's Marriage on Fire with Matt and Natalie. You can find us on Spotify. I recently posted it on my Instagram as well. But if you type in Marriage on Fire in Spotify, it should pop up. But we only have one episode, so stay tuned. Next week's episode is going to be good. But thank you all so much for your just, I've had a lot of people have messaged me, and I actually asked a question on there about like, what are marriage topics? And that was very interesting. Very interesting, actually. I'm excited to, I wrote down all the ones that people came and commented on, of things that they wanted us to share on our podcast. And I was really, there were some in there. I was like, wow, that's not a topic I would have thought to bring up, but that is interesting. So I am really looking forward to, you know, having those topics shared. And us, there's just a couple that I'm like, I don't know how we're going to answer that, but we are going to do our darn best. But I thank you all so much for your support and excited for this new season in 2024 as we launch this marriage podcast and just helping more marriages out there. So hope you all have a great week.